Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
We're CJ and Q, and we're talking with Katie Love Hess today, and you're a Canadian country artist, so welcome, Katie.
Thanks, Maureen. It's good to be here.
Good. Now, you're originally from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and now you're based in Calgary, Alberta.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you started at quite a young age, so you came from a musical background, I guess, growing up?
I do, actually. I've got musical blood on both sides of the family, actually, both my mom's and my dad's. And my dad actually sang a ton growing up and then would work sound for me. And my parents got me involved in voice lessons and piano. And, you know, I was in band. I played flute. So lots of music in the family, definitely.
That is a lot of music, even more than I read. And like a lot of artists, it's interesting. You grew up to sing in a church choir.
I did, yeah, and I actually, my first debut, if you can call it that, I was just about four, as my parents tell me, and I remember actually little snippets of it, but my dad was on sound, and it was a church talent show one evening, one Sunday night, and my dad was on sound, and my mom was in the front row, kind of melding the words to me.
So you didn't have to overcome stage fright then?
No, you know, I still get a little nervous every now and then, but I think it definitely helps to be singing, you know, for that many years, and to have been dealing with stage fright from that young of an age.
Okay. Was singing a career that you thought you'd like to pursue when you grew up at that age? Or?
I did, ever since I was a little girl, and I would tell everyone that. I don't know if I ever actually believed it was a possibility until about 4 or 5 years ago. I won a country talent show, actually. I grew up with country music, but a lot of soul, too. And I kind of sang all genres and loved it all. I always loved country, but someone came up to me about 6 years ago. I sang at a little contest at the Calgary Stampede, and someone came up and said, you know, you need to sing country music. Your voice is made for country music. And so from there on in is kind of when I honed in on country music, you know, as a, you know, kind of pinpointed just that one genre more than any other. And then sang about 3 years ago at a country, it was called Big Country Talent Contest, and ended up winning that, and then from there, you know, that's kind of where I actually started to believe, wait a second, like, this actually might be something I could do for a living and as a career, like, this could be doable, I could actually pursue this, so I had those dreams, but I don't know, coming from small town Saskatchewan, if I really believed it was going to be a reality, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, was that around 2005? Because I know around that time you auditioned for Canadian Idol.
You're right, actually. I auditioned for Canadian Idol, went to the top 42, and I felt like I had really prepared. I, you know, had got back into voice lessons, and it had been a couple years since I had kind of fallen out of voice lessons just with life being busy and, you know, finances and stuff. It's an expensive thing to do. It has to be a priority. And so I had picked it up again, and I felt like I was really at my strongest, and went to Canadian Idol, made top 42, and really felt good about what I had brought, and then didn't make it onto the air in terms of when, you know, when the callers kind of call in and vote, and that's kind of where I went home. And so I had remembered the producers had come and sort of talked to me about it, and I really felt good about it. It was one contest I left feeling like, you know what, I brought all that I could, and I'm not sure, you know, it sounds cliche, but you definitely, there's a different feeling when you leave something and you feel like you've really brought all that you have, and if they still don't want you at that point, then it's their prerogative, you know, but if you can leave feeling like that was what I brought and I feel good about it, and so I was turned down there, and I remember kind of questioning, where is this going to go, you know, now another time. Another door has been shut, but it was the year following that I entered the Big Country Talent Show.
Good.
And that's the one that I won. So, yeah.
Good. So that was around 2006.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. And I know Pam Tillis, I guess you opened for Pam Tillis?
Yeah, you know, when I won that Big Country Talent Show in 2006, I got the opportunity to perform all of the final 10 contestants get to perform on the Sunday, which is the last day of the Craven Country Jamboree, and on the main stage. So Sunday afternoon I performed, you know, and the winner gets to perform two songs. And so I did those two songs, and the show producer called me the following February and said, will you come back and actually do your own show on the main stage? And I was floored, because I guess that had never happened in the past, and it was just an honor. I was really excited about it. And so, of course, I jumped at the opportunity and got there and performed and went back to the trailer that they had given me, and was quite excited just about the whole experience. And on my way back to the trailer, she came over, had her driver, she was actually in the golf cart, and she hadn't gone on stage yet, and or maybe it was just after her performance, but she had had her driver swing by, and she hopped out and came, and just the most, just such a friendly woman and warm. And, you know, when you look up to a lot of those singers a lot of your life, it's interesting, once you have a moment like that, it makes them so, it, I mean, this is a funny word to use, but it almost humanizes them, and it makes them, it makes the whole dream a little more doable, you know? And she was so warm and so encouraging, and it was a really exciting time in my career.
Yeah, it must have been, that must have been a really big turning experience for you, too.
It was, and yeah. I felt like if someone like that took the time to come over, you know, and you've looked up to Mel and her, Mel and Pam Tillis, you know, for so many years, and listened to their music, and all of a sudden it becomes like, it, it just makes it, like I said, makes it tangible. All of a sudden you feel like this is within my reach, you know?
Good. Good, yeah. Good for you. Now, your hit right now is I Like It Like That, and I guess that's the name of your first album, your debut album?
You know what, actually, as of right now, the album name is still to be determined as of right now. We released the single just a couple of weeks ago, and we just wanted to see, you know, how it does, if how it's perceived. We felt really excited about it, and definitely an album in the near future, hopefully not so distant future, but as of right now, definitely we'll follow up with a few more singles and then have the album out for people to buy. We're not quite sure yet how that's all going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to allow the doors to open as they may and go from there. But yeah, this is the first single probably off of what will be that album, yeah.
Very exciting. I know we're enjoying playing it here. How is it doing as far as the different stations around?
You know, it's doing good. As of this week, it's just crossed over now that it's been 4 weeks. I know for sure there's 40 stations that play it regularly, and I know there's another 8 or 9 or 10 that have featured it and more that have said that they're looking for room for it. So it's exciting for me. You know, I don't really know. I try not to get too caught up in the whole side of competition. It's hard to do not to get involved in the whole, you know, and mm-hmm. see, okay, well, how does that compare? And what I'm trying to do is just be excited and celebrate the ones that I have and the ones who believe in me and the ones that want to play me, like you guys, Maureen, and just get excited about those ones, you know, and not be caught up in all the rest of it.
Exactly.
And just do my best and put out stuff that I think is great and that I would want to listen to and go from there. And then as it unfolds, it'll hopefully just do what it should.
Great positive attitude. Did you have anything to do with writing the song?
Not this one. Okay. I didn't. I actually just started writing over the last year and a half, 2 years. I'm hoping the next single, we're just kind of picking through some stuff right now, but I'm hoping the next single we release will be one that I wrote. I do have one of the songs that I wrote on my YouTube, so if you want to just go onto Google and type in Katie Love Hess YouTube, you can go and listen to one of those songs there, actually. I've been writing a lot with Troy Kokel and Joni DeLaurier. They're actually the writers of Pickup Truck for Shane Yellowbird. I'm pretty
sure. Yeah.
Most country fans are familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of tucked me under their wing, and through that channel, I've kind of been getting a few other people, and I'm learning. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning that there's a creativity side in the writing that I didn't even know I had. That's been really exciting. Lots of good things flowing out of that channel. So that's been fun. That's kind of been newer, you know. The music's something I always knew I loved to sing, and it was a passion, and it's still the number one passion, I would say, but it's a bit amazing how exciting the writing has been and how much time I'm spending. I actually, once a week, and spending every Tuesday, all day I write with Troy Kokel, and then all evening I write with Joni DeLaurier every Tuesday. So we've had some really great stuff come out of that, and we'll just, you know, keep writing and see what we come up with.
Very exciting, good. Now, your influences, that's kind of interesting, too, because to me they're all over the board. Aretha Franklin, Faith Hill, Celine Dion, Patsy Cline.
Yeah, you're totally right. I know, you know what's funny? I wanted to be really honest when I answered that about influences, because I think it's so important that I give credit where credit's due, and I just felt like it's so easy in a country genre to stick to just your country influences, but I think, maybe, and hopefully you'll hear it in future, and even in this single, in the vocals and stuff, and the way that I think just my vocals come across, you can hear hopefully a little bit of my influences, and there's definitely some soul in there. And I wanted to be sure not to just include only the country influences, although they've been a very bright part and a very big part of who I am musically. There's definitely been some soulful R&B artists in there too.
That's interesting. A lot of fun too, and it makes a great sound.
Good. Yeah. That's kind of what I pick up from it too, and I hope it comes across that way.
I'm sure it does. Now, something I was reading, pretty interesting. I guess you did a song, and Ashton Kutcher, the husband of Demi Moore. Mm-hmm. Now, he sent this song. He got it from, I guess, YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sent this song to his wife, and she started tweaking about it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tell us about that.
It was very exciting. Actually, that was on one of those Tuesday nights I was just telling you about with Joni DeLaurier. And we really wanted to write a Christmas song and just put it out there for our family and friends. And I've been in the industry for a couple of years now and haven't done a whole, you know, been focusing mostly on projects. And so I haven't done a whole lot of live stuff, per se. And so we wanted to really put something on the internet that represented me, not just as a singer, but also as a writer. And so we sat down. I think we wrote that song in two different Tuesday nights. And, you know, just had the fire beside us and we're feeling really in the Christmas spirit and the holiday spirit. So that song came about, and we thought, let's record it and let's put it on YouTube as one of my first YouTube videos that we're hoping to do more in the future, and let's share it with our family and friends and just, you know, see what they think. And we were hoping, and we would have been thrilled with, you know, maybe 100 of our friends looking at it, and it just got into the right hands, basically, and soared from there. I guess Ashton Kutcher got a hold of it, and from there, exactly like you said, sent it to Demi Moore as a bit of a Christmas wish. It's called The Best Part of Christmas Is You. It's a little bit of a, you know, nostalgic, romantic song. And he sent it to her, and she Twittered it out to the world and just said, look what my hubby just sent me. And then, you know, from there, I mean, people with that kind of pull in the social media, right? It's kind of endless then what can happen. So last time I checked, there was 35,000 hits.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it kind of blew up, which was really exciting because my husband had asked me when it first released, you know, what would you hope for? And I said, oh, I would just be so thrilled with 150 views, you know. So, I mean, it far exceeded, you know, anything that we had seen for it. But Joni called me on Christmas Eve and said, you know, have you checked this out? Like, have you heard what's happening? And I said, you better not be lying. I don't know if we can be friends if you tell me a story like that. So we were both pretty excited about it. It was pretty cool.
That is cool. That is cool. You never know where it's going to go. And this kind of led you to have a fan base, a broader fan base, as going as far as Hungary and all over the world, I guess.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's been amazing. Some of the people that I've been able to get in touch with, and they'll write such, people are so kind, you know. I think that's something that's really reminded me of, it's so easy to get so busy in your own life and just forget to take time for people around you, even strangers you don't know, and I've been just blown away at the amount of people that have taken time out of their busy lives and their busy days to just write a quick special note, and it's absolutely floored me. It's just made it a really special, just really special beginning of 2010 for me. Like, I've just been blown away at the kindness and generosity of people, and that's been really cool. And even some of the letters, you know, one lady whose husband had just been deployed, and you know, she had heard this song and it had just made her feel, you know, it just made her warm and fuzzy about him. And so she had wrote all that out, and I thought, to take that time to write us, you know, and to tell us that, it actually just made me quite emotional, because you just don't realize when you're writing some of these songs what it's going to do for other people. And that's, you know, if you can remind yourself of that, then that brings it all, even when it's hard work or when it's grueling and you're tired, that makes it all worth it, you know?
That's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Any special plans coming up this summer as far as touring or anything's concerned?
You know, not a whole lot as of right now. May 1st, I have something really exciting. I get to open up for Shane Yellowbird.
And
I just got that call, and I'm a real big fan of his. So to get that call was just really exciting for me. So I'll have that coming up, and that's not too far from home. And then hopefully just pick up things as we go. You know, like I said, I'm just trying to leave the doors open, and if people call and we can set things up, that's really exciting. You know, and like I also mentioned earlier, hopefully release another single and see how that does. So I'm just going to keep plugging away at it, keep writing and keep singing and do what I do. And if doors open, they open, and I'm just going to believe that, you know, things are going to happen as they're supposed to. So it's exciting that way.
It's very exciting. Now, if someone wants to learn more about you and your music, you have a page, a Facebook page, I guess, and a website too?
Yeah, I'm under Katie Love Hess, so virtually, I mean, if you go into Google and punch in Katie Love Hess, you'll be able to get connected to my MySpace as well as my fan page and Facebook, and I would just love to get in touch with anyone who's interested in chatting at all or catching up or, you know, just getting in touch, as well as the YouTube page, but those are all connected even from my MySpace. So the MySpace is www.myspace.com/Katie Hess Music.
Great. Now, if somebody wants to download your single?
Mm-hmm. It's on iTunes, actually. iTunes, good. TuneCore, LimeWire, there's a whole bunch of places to get it. So, again, I think if they hook up with Google, it should kind of point them in the right direction. But definitely, if they want to go onto iTunes and check that out. I also have a single that I had first released when I had won that initial contest a couple of years back. So yeah, definitely, they can go on there, and they're both on there, and they can check them out.
Good, a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Katie?
No, just thank you so much, you know, for the time that you guys take, and you in particular, Maureen, just to really encourage independent artists and the time that you give us. It's exciting for us to be able to get connected, you know, to people all over Canada, and we're just thankful for all that you do for all of us.
Well, we're thankful for you, too, because certainly it's the future of our music here, and we love promoting Canadian independent music. So thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You, too.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Slow down and catch my breath. Take time to see a few more sunsets. My world might spin a little too fast, but that's alright, 'cause I like it like that. Sometimes I stray off the beaten path, go full steam ahead when I should turn back. But I'll ride this train till it runs out of track and have no regrets, 'cause I like it like that. Oh, everyone's an expert on how I should live my life, but I'll wake up each day with a smile on my face, and God keeps me satisfied. So how can it be that bad if I like like that. I like it like that.